Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
Are we all ready to go?
Yes.
Pretty Malik.
I'm doing well.
And Big Rossi.
I've had a shower.
What? Why?
The biggest prizes.
You have got a brand new car.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
With the biggest stars.
It's Dua Lipa.
What's up, y'all? This is Jack Harlow.
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show. Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:02. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to Monday morning. Hi, pretty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nala.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody. We're all live with you this morning, as I say, May 27th. Are we going into June then? May, June.
Yes.
It's already a June month shortly.
I know.
How many months? We've got January, February, March, April. 31 days in May.
That's right.
How old are you, pretty?
38.
Okay, so that means Liz,
Liz is
good.
Turning 38.
When?
38, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a bit older than Liz?
A few months.
Oh, okay.
I have to remind Rossi about Liz's, how old she's turning, their anniversary.
It's that's Rossi's wife, yeah, by the way.
June 27th, I know that.
What are you going to get her?
I don't know, but next year I'm going to go to Japan for a birthday.
With the kids?
40th. Don't know, I haven't decided
She's not
yet.
Turning 40 next year.
Yeah, 39, yeah. She just said she's turning 38, right?
Okay, sorry, yeah. In 2 years, I'm going to Japan. I'll start saving up now. Anyway,
Japan
enough about
the,
me.
Japan is the best.
Is it? Is it good?
Oh, my mate was just there, and I was watching him on Instagram, and I was like getting FOMO about going to Japan.
Yeah, that's the bucket
list. If you ever get a chance to go to Japan if you can. And you need at least a week. All right, you need minimum a week. I did Tokyo, and I only had time for Tokyo. I think 6 days.
Yeah, everyone says, like, plan ahead, go to all the different cities as well.
So good.
Like, it's worth it. It's worth it.
You know what's worth it? Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, they're on the show today.
Exciting!
7:20 this morning, hear the exclusive interview we had with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. They've just left the Middle East. They've headed over to Spain.
Yeah.
Have you seen that video that they did with Lionel Messi?
Yeah.
Crazy.
How cool is that?
You know, you made a comment on that video.
Yeah.
I saw, and it said, the best marketing I've seen for a movie.
Yeah. The best launch I've ever seen for a movie ever. These guys are just
so true,
so
though.
Smart how they've done it. They've teamed up with the right people.
Yeah.
No matter what country they go to when they launch this movie. It's not out yet. It's not out till about another week away. Ride or Die, the new Bad Boys movie. But get out there and go and watch it. We have, you know, we've got trips coming up. We've got flights with Air Arabia coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Which is absolutely amazing. So we want to make sure we hook you up with that. Next, let's kick off the show with a water bomb.
Yeah.
What is that? Water Bomb Dubai Music Festival. It's coming and it's happening this weekend at the waterfront at Dubai Festival City. We've got 4 weekend passes.
Oh, that's amazing.
So if you call us right now, let's get you on the show, and you help us choose the next song that gets played.
Sounds
How's
good.
That sound?
Sounds pretty good.
0487155444. Give me a call right now. Let's get you on the show. I'll instantly give you 4 weekend passes to the Waterbomb Festival, and we'll get to help us choose that next song that gets played.
Yeah.
Good to go?
Good to go.
All right, let's go.
Pick my hits.
Hello, Anna. How you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning, Anna. Listen, I want to kick it off. You've just won 4 weekend passes to the Waterbomb Festival.
Wow, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. June 7th and 8th, the waterfront at the Dubai Festival City. Welcome to Waterbomb. Everyone gets drenched. There's going to be performances from some big names like DJ Snake, Nicki Romero, Benny Benassi, Danny Neville. This is huge, man.
And massive K-pop stars are going to be there as well.
Yeah, platinumlist.net have got your tickets if you want to grab them, but you've got 4 right now. What are you doing this morning?
After the school run, Chris.
She's on the school run. Well, we love that you're on the school run. We need your help right now. You got to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. So let's do this. Nala, what do you want to hear this morning?
I want to hear...
Just talk.
I want to hear Promiscuous Girl and Natalie Furtado.
I didn't have Nala's microphone turned on, but she just silent and pointed at the microphone.
Please, microphone.
This is it. Promiscuous Girl. All right, that's your first option there, Anna. Your second option is by Pretty.
And I know you're going to love this. It's Akon right now.
Rossi's choice.
I want to wake everybody up with some Michael Jackson, please.
And Anna, I want to go Cool Santana, Maria Maria. All right, they're your four options, Anna. Which song do you want?
I would like to hear today the Akon one.
Yay! Ah! Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, Anna. Enjoy the festival.
No. Thank you so much.
Bye.
At least I heard the thank you so much.
I did, thank goodness.
Well done. Double points, Pretty.
It's been so long, long, that I haven't seen your face. Trying to be strong, strong, but the strength I have is washing away. It won't be long, long before I get you by my side and just hold you, tease you, squeeze you till what's been on my mind. I wanna make up right now.
Akon right now on Virgin Radio 104.4, a song that's been selected 17 times.
Oh, he's a bit salty.
Anyways, do you want a point update?
Yeah, sure.
Big Rossi's on 5, Nala's on 6, I'm on 13, Chris is on 14.
Oh, I'm in last place. It's okay, though. Well done, Pretty.
I mean, you've got Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I think it'll be all right.
Yeah, it should be.
All right, well, we'll do Pick My Hits tomorrow. We'll see if we can get someone that actually has a talented music choice there, unlike Anna.
That's rude to say about our beautiful listener, Anna.
You only say that when they choose your song.
Nope, no, I say that about
when
everyone.
They don't, you
always... That's actually you.
You trash them.
No, she doesn't.
Off the radio, you trash them all the time.
No, she doesn't.
Yep.
No.
Hear it all the time.
That's a lie.
All the time. Okay, well, we're going to get two gossip reports this week. Or should I say today? What have we got coming up first?
Okay. Everyone may have seen by now that Home Alone house that's on sale.
Yeah.
It was going viral this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
There's a twist in this story. They may be lying to you. I'll give you the details next.
All right. Hang out with us.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right. What you got?
So I'm going to start off with some sad news, actually. General Hospital actor, I don't know if you guys saw this story, but it's really scary. His name is Johnny Wachter. He was 37 years old. Unfortunately, fatally shot during a robbery.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, he was the star of General Hospital. So someone was trying to steal something from his car, and him and his colleague were near his car. There was some sort of confrontation or something.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, he was fatally shot. He didn't put up a fight, but that's just so sad. 37 years old. So.
Banned guns.
Yeah.
Banned guns.
If you're a General Hospital fan, you may know him. Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner apparently back together.
Wow.
So not only were they seen getting cozy at a Met Gala after party, they were seen at a date night in Miami. Mm. So now everyone's like, ooh, it looks like they might be back together. Talking about the Kardashians, 14-year-old old Mason Disick is officially on Instagram.
Hey, I saw the picture.
That's it already, the kid.
The kid. Yeah. He's the oldest son of Courtney and Scott Disick.
How old is he, did you say?
14. How old do you have to be on Instagram?
I think 13.
Okay, so they've...
But there's petitions to get them... There's petitions now to get kids up. They're not allowed on it till 16.
16, okay.
Which I like.
Yeah. You like 16.
Which I like.
So, yeah, so he's on. Rossi, you will be, I don't know, I guess upset to know that I guess in 24 hours he's got 280,000 followers.
Oh, my
three
gosh.
Posts.
That's crazy. That's...
Also, I do not recognize this boy. Like, he's put up a photo with his friends. I have no idea which one he is. Like, I don't know. I can't figure it out. Go look at it. I can't figure it out. Everyone looks the same. Is there, like, a dress code for 14-year-olds now? They literally look exactly the same.
What's his name?
Mason.
So, M-A-S-O-N.
And then Disick, D-I-S-I-C-K. Like, what? Which one is he? Did you find him?
Is it Mason Buckshot Disick?
Is that the Instagram?
I seem to
remember from Pretty Malik's gossip.
Yeah.
That Mason was already on like social media.
He was
ages
on.
Ago.
He was on TikTok.
Yeah, he got like his mom's account or something like that.
Oh yeah, I see him now. Yeah,
him and his friends have the same.
They look the same.
That's the same. All the same teenage kids here. They have the same hair. They all got the little like curls going on.
What's going on? I don't know which one he is. Anyways, you can follow him if you like, Mason Disick on
Members
Instagram.
Members only. Call us. What's that thing?
A 14-year-old should not be holding that back. Okay, and finally, this video went viral over the weekend. It was put up by a real estate agent by the name of Eric Conover. It is the Home Alone house, and it is up for sale for the first time in 12 years.
Yep.
It's 9,126 square feet. Have a listen to a little bit of what Eric Conover says is in the house.
For the first time in 12 years, this home is for sale, and wait till you see the transformation. And the creepy basement with the radiator monster...
Uncle Frank, he's just a joke.
Isn't so creepy anymore. And the scary attic?
Third floor?
Go.
It's scary up there.
Don't be silly. Fuller will be up in a little while.
Isn't so scary anymore. It's actually a beautiful bedroom now. And you can own this piece of American history for $5.25 million.
So if you have $5.25 million lying around, you can have this house. And everyone's like, whoa, that's so cool. Let's buy it and convert it back to the original and all that stuff. I'm here to tell you that although they use the exterior of the house in Home Alone, they did not use the interior of the house. It was not filmed in there. The actress who played Tracy McAllister has actually commented on that video saying, I think the person who will be purchasing this house deserves to know the truth that we never shot any of the scenes inside of the house.
Good honor for
they
doing
that.
They
built a set in a high school gym and that's where they shot it. So if you're going to pay $5.25 million, you should know that they didn't film inside
the
house.
That's so nice for her.
They should like make it into an Airbnb and go and stay in the Home Alone house. That's what you should do.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. But I mean, like a lot of those movie houses weren't—they never use the interior. It's always the exterior.
Yeah,
because
there
was that whole thing where Monica and Chandler were in the same house, right? That conspiracy theory. Have you seen that? Where Monica and Chandler moved into the Home Alone house later on.
Oh, really?
Towards the end of Friends. Have you never seen that?
No.
It's the same set, basically, as the Home Alone house.
Oh, interesting.
So the background out the windows is the same house as Monica and Chandler.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. When I was in LA last time, I went and visited the Back to the Future home, and I went and looked at the Brady Bunch home from the outside, but the insides were different, obviously, because they're shot in sets.
Yeah.
I mean, all of Friends was shot in LA. Isn't that crazy? It was never in New York. Yeah,
it was a soundstage.
Yeah. Oh, I never knew.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah,
dreams have been destroyed there, people.
So just in case you're going to drop that $5 million, you should know.
All right, there we go. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home friends.
Grumpy ears there.
Because you've changed it.
I know. I've changed the show.
Messed it
up. I've changed the show for Rossi. We're live on Virgin Radio at 6:33 morning. Back over from a nice, beautiful weekend across the UAE. I hope you had a good one.
I did.
Well, that's good, Ross.
Yeah.
I just had a look at. I'm on X right now, aka Twitter.
Tell me.
Mr. Beast just posted.
Ooh, what did he do?
I'm giving away $5 million.
What?
In the largest game show ever in the history of the world. If you want to compete in the Beast Games, I just need 5,000 people. Apply here at beastgames.com.
This is the new Prime show, the Amazon Prime TV show, I think.
Then it goes, here's what you need to know about applying to compete for a spot in Mr. Beast Games. Are we ready?
Yeah, tell me. Let's look at it in a way if any of us can do this show.
Got to be over the age of 18.
Check.
Make sure your passport's good from April 25th till at least April 25th. 2025, should I say.
Check.
April 2025, you got to have a passport that's valid.
Check.
You need to be available in late June and may need to be available late September. Keep in mind the dates could change.
Okay.
We've got a few more rules that you need to check out. Okay.
Should we apply?
You got to submit a 1-minute video. Tell us your name, age, where you live, and what you do for a living. What would you do with the $5 million? Why do you want to compete for a spot in the Beast Games? You should try to impress us with the video. Put it in the link. Oh my gosh, Rossi, apply.
Do it.
Why don't we all apply?
Do
Let's
it.
Let's all apply for it.
Yeah, I'll take $5 million.
You'd have to win it. I mean, there's 5,000 people competing for this. Is it a physical game? Do we know anything or not?
So usually Mr. Beast does these things where, like, he'll put a few people in a room and you have to last, like, 5 days. Or, you know, he does, like, different challenges like that. So we don't know what the challenge... It will be physical and mental, I imagine.
And I feel like if you were to write... He says there, what would you do with the money? I feel you should write some type of charity angle on there as well, because he does a lot of that, doesn't he?
But don't lie about it.
No, I'll give away a little bit, but keep the rest.
I mean, yeah.
Rossi, apply. I feel like you have a high
hold
chance.
On, Ross. It says here, any offer to become a contestant may require a full background check and physical examination. Your background check would be failed, remember?
Yeah.
2003, I think it was.
Don't talk about it.
Man, $5 million US dollars. You'd probably get taxed on that.
Yeah.
Should we all apply?
Chris,
if we all apply, one of us could get it.
Chris,
yeah.
Let's be realistic in this scenario.
Yeah, go.
You are not going to last.
Why?
Because it'll be some game where you can't have your phone. You're going to have anxiety. Pretty. You're going to be away from your kids for 5 days.
Pretty.
You won't have communication with your kids for 5 days. You're going to have anxiety.
Pretty, I don't lose.
Chris,
remember that. I don't lose.
Be realistic.
Yeah.
I'm going to fail because we all know I'm going to fail.
I will fail as well, I feel like.
No, I feel like, Nala, you have a shot.
Oh!
Rossi will fail.
Why?
He won't even rock up.
Yeah. Like, he'll forget that he
was
like,
was it today? Was it today?
So really, I think we should all turn our attention to Nala. She is our hope for this $5 million.
I'm already applying.
Chris, you're not going to do it.
I'm going to apply.
Because literally they'll send you a thing and they'll be like, oh, you have to be away from social media for 5 days between these dates and these dates. And then you'll be like, oh, no, I can't do that.
$5 million.
Also, it'll be like, why is he applying for $5 million? And like, people are like, go on the internet and post photos of your house and stuff like that.
Who cares about that?
And he doesn't need the money. You know?
I don't need the money.
What are you doing it for?
Imagine for the fun. But hold on, all the states that you can select are only in America.
Oh, you have to be American. Oh, I guess it's me.
Oh, then pretty, it's only you.
It says NA, no state. I put that in. Occupation, what do I put?
Radio presenter.
Presenter.
For ARN and Virgin Radio.
Yep, that's right. Pronouns, he, him.
Yep.
All right, done that. Opt in, I don't want to do a newsletter. How did you hear about Mr. Beast's casting opportunity?
X.
No, I'm going to say Virgin Radio.
Oh, okay.
The Chris Fade Show.
I said it on my show.
That's how I heard about it. Tell us the closest airport to you. Dubai.
Okay. Oh, they're going to fly you.
Do you know anyone that works?
That's cool.
Nope. Describe yourself in 3 words, guys.
Enthusiastic. That's good. That's
enthusiastic,
good.
Enthusiastic, yeah.
Stubborn, maybe?
Stubborn, I can use stubborn.
Yeah, because he's mentally...
And I'm not stubborn, thanks very much.
No, I mean
I just know I'm right.
Annoying, can we put annoying?
Oh, yeah.
Enthusiastic, stubborn, and annoying. All right, I've done it.
No, maybe put something
No, that's good, that's good. What do you think you were known for within your friends group?
Being annoying.
Being a celebrity.
This is what... You can't write being a celebrity.
Tell me.
I'll tell you. Manipulative... big ego.
Big ego.
Loud. Life of the party.
Loud.
Life of the party.
If the party starts at 6 p.m., then that's the life of
Rex. Well, they don't need to know that.
We've got to stop here. Wow. There's
what?
30. Let me see how many questions. There's 39 questions.
Okay,
I'm up to question number four.
Give us a few more. Come on.
Have you ever been camping? No.
And out.
Do you know how to swim? Yes. What is something that
physical.
Will set you apart as a competitor? How do you stand out?
I can talk my way out of anything.
Correct.
There you go.
My words.
I can
talk my way out of anything.
Okay.
Like that. Phrase it like that.
Ranita, do you want to do this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are these the questions you guys will be asking me?
No, I've got nothing to do with this game show. We're applying as if you were going to apply.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Yes, I am aware. Actually, my sister loves watching his videos, and I've watched his videos too because she watches them like on the TV all the time.
Yeah, so I mean, if you need $5 million and you want to give this a go, it's the world's biggest game show. So you can apply. Yeah. It's beastgames.com. Beastgames.com. Okay. All right, there we go. Last question. If you had an opportunity to go to space, but you had to be away from your family and friends for 2 months.
Oh, 2 months!
Wow. Would you do it?
There you go. 2 months, Kristen. You would never do that.
Yeah, 2 months is too long.
See? I told you.
Space? Is he going
to
take a...
No, it's just like that's them trying to work out if you're going to be okay to be away from everybody.
You won't be able to do 2 months. There's no way.
If you're given the chance to split or steal $500,000, what would you do and why?
Split or steal, what would you do?
Steal.
Steal.
I went there for the money. I want the money.
Take it all.
Nala.
What?
Didn't expect that from you.
If you won $1 million, what would be the change most about your life? If you won $1 million, what's the biggest change of your life that would happen?
That my co-host would be a lot richer because I would share the $1 million.
Quit work. You could not quit work for $1 million.
No, you can't.
You don't,
$1 million?
Yeah, you don't realize it doesn't go that far these days.
If you invest it correctly.
It'll help you become financially stable.
Okay, and last question.
Yeah.
Are you willing to be buried alive?
No.
No way.
That's a question.
That's really a question.
I would rather die.
Yeah. Or you would be buried.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope, that's a nope.
All right. Apply. $5 million. Never fade away. It's Virgin. Shahrukh, thank you so much for your message. We appreciate you, Shahrukh.
You're welcome. It's really like I really felt like I have to say this because I've been wanting to tell you guys for a couple of days now. Like, you've been my companion to work every day, and it's just so nice to just like just sit there and just listen to you guys chatting and talking, and it's just so much fun and very genuine, and it's just it makes me like smile in the beginning of the day, which is very nice, honestly.
Well, we appreciate those words. We you know, we do this show not so much for us but for everybody else, and you said that you catch yourself just sometimes smiling or laughing in the car, which is cute. That's exactly what we want. That's
like a crazy person.
No, that's good. We love that. All right, well, listen, hang out with us. Thanks for listening to the show, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Thank you so much.
I love that. What
so
a beautiful,
sweet.
What a message to receive. I like that. Over the weekend, actually yesterday, we went for lunch, didn't we, Pretty?
Yes, we did.
Our friend Marsha was celebrating, I don't even know, what was it, a farewell? I didn't even know what it was.
No, it was just a get-together.
Oh, I was going to this lunch realizing I don't know what I'm going for the lunch for. Like, I thought we were going for her birthday.
No.
And then I called Pretty up. I'm like, is it Marsha's birthday? Because I haven't got her anything. And you're like, no, not yet.
No, it's not.
I said, okay, great.
It's just that she's in town, so she wanted to get together with everyone.
She's a good friend of ours. We used to work together here, and then then she went out and got a good job, and she's loving life. She left us. So we had lunch yesterday, but during lunch, I was so glad. You always need that one friend. And Pretty, you obviously won't relate to this because you are the friend that I'm talking about. You, especially living here, someone that speaks Hindi.
Yeah, or Malayalam.
Or Malayalam. Hindi or Malayalam. It's always good to have someone that speaks Hindi or Malayalam.
Right.
The reason why is because I've been having some issues at the house with my garden.
Right.
All right? So when I built this new house, I spent a bit of money on the garden.
Right. And it looks beautiful.
Thank you. Put all these plants in. Mm-hmm. Actually, I got some more coming today. Just got some nice plants, big trees, all that. Yeah. I realized they looked like they were dying. Right.
So you were very concerned.
In the last couple of weeks, as the heat has gone up, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So my garden has come around. This guy, I really like this guy. He speaks zero English. I speak zero. Is it Malayalam or is it Hindi?
No, I think he speaks Urdu. I don't know where he's from.
But what were you talking to him yesterday?
I was speaking in Hindi.
Okay. So he speaks obviously Hindi. I speak zero. He doesn't speak English. I speak English. Our communication is always done via hand signals. So on the spot, I'm like, water! And I point, and he gives me thumbs up. And the relationship has done very well for the last 2.5 months. Mm. However, because the plant's dying...
You needed some communication.
And then he uses Google Translate and he WhatsApps me stuff.
It's cute.
And I was explaining this to lunch yesterday to Pretty.
Read that message.
This is the recent one where I said to him, the plants are dying. I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, plants dying. What do we do? He replies with certain messages of, yeah, it's Google Translate. So if I find this message here, I just want to read it out to you because it's really cute.
It was, yeah, very cute, but also very confusing. You find it?
Yeah, we'll find it. Hold on. It's all your messages.
Oh, sorry.
It's all your messages, Pretty. Because I had the whole point of this story was I had Pretty.
We're in the middle of lunch and I'm having.
He sent me a message. Hi, how are you, sir? I'm unable to find the irrigation water.
Mm.
It's not working. Please increase time for education. Tell him the man. So I'm always like, well, what does that mean? Tell him the man that was he and time for education. Am I supposed to get a better education? I wasn't sure.
But he used Google Translate, so we don't know what that word was.
So basically, yesterday I got Pretty at lunch. I said, Pretty, I need you to do me a favor. Can you tell the gardener that we need to water 3 times a day?
And then it was a whole conversation.
Then it turned into. Now I'm going to play you some of the audio here. Some of the audio of what Pretty was going through and what I was going. Now, remember, this was at lunch yesterday for our friend. Oh, I better slow that down.
अभी मैंने जैसे ये डिपर अभी लगाया अभी ये डिपर लगा के इरिगेशन चलाया तो पानी ये वीडियो आपको बना के भेजा है पानी इसमें आ रहा है बाहर नहीं तो पहले पानी बाहर आता ही नहीं था तो पहले मैं हाथ पे देता था पानी पूरे गार्डन को
पानी पूरे
अच्छा ठीक है तो फिर अब पानी आएगा सही से या एक दो दिन वेट करके देखना है फिर मैं उनको समझाती हूँ कि क्या करना है बट अभी के लिए पानी ठीक आ रहा है ना
This is back.
Now, what was that? What was the first two there? What did we just say?
So basically what he explained to me yesterday was that you have an irrigation system.
Yeah.
But there was a problem with your irrigation system and it was all the dirt got into it and therefore water could not travel through.
Up. Your pipes are backed up.
So he had to put in this thing called a dipper. To free it up, to unblock it all.
Look at legend.
So we were trying to figure out if he's only put it in one area. Has he done it everywhere? How much is it going to cost you? I was asking all these questions. That's money. I'm asking about money.
What did he say?
He said he put it everywhere. तो पूरी इरिगेशन चला के देखा लेकिन कहीं भी पानी बाहर नहीं आ रहा था पैप से तो पूरी इरिगेशन में जो है ना ये डिपर लगाना पड़ेगा
He says pani pada a lot. What's that?
Pani means water.
So how much did he say?
He didn't give me a price.
Okay, ठीक है आप लगा दो जहां भी लगाना है और फिर इनको बता देना कि कितना लगेगा पर वो ठीक कर दो नहीं तो वो सारे जो है ना मर जाएंगे
What did you say?
I said, okay, just put it everywhere and then let Chris know how much it's going to be and because the plants are dying.
जी मैम मैं अभी लगा रहा हूँ ये तो
This is the whole time.
जितना लेके आया हूँ वो मैं पूरा खलास करके चला जाऊंगा फिर बाद में अगर जितना मैं चेक करूंगा कितना कमती हो गया है तो वो कल लेके आके वो कल लगा दूंगा
What was that?
So today he said he put it in everywhere. Yeah. Whatever he had, he did. And then if he feels like it's less, he'll put more today.
Okay, this
do
is
we have to do this on the radio?
Yeah, no, this
I didn't get a
Can
chance
you imagine
to ask Pretty.
This was my whole lunch.
Yeah, but everyone at the table was then interested in my gardening. Really, they were. Last one.
Oh, you're going to have to pay him today.
How much?
Because he said he has to go get all the stuff. He said he'll message you.
How much?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
They're going to work.
It's going to get you.
Yeah, they get me. They know.
Is it like a big company or one guy?
No, it's one guy. He walks around the area. I found him when I moved in. He's like, garden? I don't even know if he's a gardener.
money. Chris Rogers. 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio. Powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow! Zayna, welcome to Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Sorry, can you do it for us? Because we're scared of people.
What's happening?
Oh, that's a great start.
What happened?
Zayna?
Okay. Hello.
I think she's ordering a coffee.
Zayna?
Yeah.
Hey,
Is this Zaina?
Yeah, it's Celia.
Yeah, where's Zaina?
No, it's not. There's no. She got it wrong, the name.
Who got it wrong?
Oh.
It's Celia.
Oh. Yeah, no, I need mum.
Sorry?
I need mum.
Oh.
Can you put your mum on, or whoever was on the line a minute ago?
They hung up. They freaked out. What happened, Basma? Tell me what happened.
Yeah, they changed the call. The person who spoke to me is not the person who went on air.
Oh, okay. So they passed the phone and they in
just,
a panic.
And they just freaked out and hung up. But hey, that makes way for Sasha. You got through, Sasha. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
I almost hung up the phone.
No. Don't ever hang up. You never know. You never know. What are you up to, Sasha? What do you do?
I'm actually on the way. I got a job. I lost my job recently, and now I'm on the way to sign a contract.
No. Oh, it's yay, a great Sasha! Monday.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Well, look at that. What a great start. Lost the job, got a new job, signing a contract, and going to win some money this morning. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm very lucky with these things. I actually won an Emirates draw before.
How much did you win, Emirates draw?
I won 15,000.
That's wow. Awesome. 15,000 dirhams. Look at
yeah.
That.
I was actually shocked when I received it. I thought it was scam. No, I want the phone on Virgin Radio.
Yay.
All right, well, here we go. No scam. This is all truth. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to the ones that you got wrong or you've passed on. Here we go. Sasha playing for 10,000 dirhams cash. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right
okay.
Now, who is the president of France?
Oh my God, pass.
Finish the Meghan Trainor song, Made You.
Oh my God, pass.
What is the capital of Switzerland?
Switzerland, pass.
What country did the car brand Ford come from?
Ford, US.
What female singer has an album named Better Mistakes? BB...
I don't know, pass.
Finish the movie title, Avatar, The Way of the... Way of...
Waters. Yeah. Way of the Waters.
What country was Ed Sheeran born in?
Ireland. Ireland.
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell is a character from which movie franchise? Top...
Top Gun.
What sport did Zinedine Zidane play? Well, not as good as Emirates draw. 300 dirhams is all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I still appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, Sasha. We love it. We love that you're on it. We love that you're on Virgin Radio. Emmanuel Macron is the president of France. Made You Look is Meghan Trainor. Capital of Bern, Switzerland is Bern. BB Rexa has the album. And the Ed Sheeran's born in the UK. And Zinedine Zidane played football. That would have got you more of the cash. So, hey, listen.
Okay.
You got a new job. Go sign that contract.
Let's go.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you so much.
We love it. We love it. Did you like being on Virgin Radio? You had a good morning?
Yes, I do. I'm going to join again.
Okay. Good luck. We're not going to let you for the next 30 days, though. All right, 30 days, you're not allowed to play. All right, we're going to make sure of you. All right, we love you. There it is. Give her a big round of applause.
Yay!
It's Sasha on Virgin. Coming up real soon. It's going to be a good one.
You guys are doing it on purpose, I know.
Doing what?
Chewing gum.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you are.
Nah.
He can't hide his smile. That's why I don't have my headphones on.
What smile?
He can't hide it.
What?
Look at his face. Chris, come on, tell me.
Pretty hates when we chew gum.
They're not allowed.
Yeah, it's like being in school. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, whenever we have gum in our mouth, she says, spit it out.
Because all you hear is the chewing. Go ahead. That's all I hear.
I hate that noise.
That's all I hear.
I don't mind hearing people chew. I'm okay with it.
I've taken my headphones off. I'm not listening to it.
What's the correct term for chewing? I'm trying to think the medical term.
Isn't it?
Chewing.
No, there is some.
No, you mean
Chewbacca.
No, there's a term for it.
No, when you have that thing where you can't hear people chew.
A phobia, you mean?
No, yeah. actually chewing. There's a term. I can't remember the name.
I find that chewing helps me sometimes. Like, if I have a bit of a sore throat, or like, it's just, I don't know, allergies. If I chew gum, it gets rid of it for me. I don't know if it's like more saliva that goes to the back of my throat, makes it more moist.
Oh, okay.
You're doing a lot of things that are going to make a lot of people angry here, using the word moist, chewing.
Why can't I say the word moist?
A lot of people have this thing against the word moist.
They need to grow up.
Okay.
Moist is a great word. Laura says it's called misophonia.
Misophonia, yeah.
That's can't take that chewing.
No, I'm talking about the term where you actually chew. There's a
masticate.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Marwa WhatsApped and said masticate, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's apparently... Right.
But what's that mean?
It means to chewing. Chewing.
To chew.
What do you mean?
The actual word for chew.
Kareem, what does it mean? What is it?
Masticate.
That's it, yeah.
Masticate.
That's like the official word.
Rossi,
like
so we have to stop.
That's the official word.
So we're not allowed to masticate...
Yeah,
they're like children. You guys are like children. That's what you are. We're about to air an interview with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and you two over here are sitting there chewing gum, thinking this is very funny.
We just wanted to annoy you, that's all.
Job done. You didn't need the gum to do that.
Well, listen, Kareem, thanks for your call, man.
Stop, Chris!
I'm chewing the gum as long as we're here. I really know. Masticate, to grind or crush food with your teeth.
Yes.
I will stop masticating then. Thanks for hanging out with us.
132 in Bush. I've got him at gunpoint.
Sorry, I didn't need me to play that part.
Is that the end of the song?
No, it's the beginning of the song.
Oh.
They put it all in there. Hold on, wait for it.
Okay, we'll still send it code 3.
Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad Boys in cinemas, Ride or Die, June 6th, I think, right? So we've still got some time before it hits the theaters, but you've got to watch it when it comes out. It is so good.
Yeah.
It is a great, great movie, completely action-packed. There are laugh-out-loud moments in there. There's a few emotional moments as well. Obviously, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in their fourth installment. Did you see how they put up on Instagram that they should have probably called it Bad Boys 4? Life?
Yeah, with the number 4, because it's the fourth movie.
Oh, yeah.
It would have made sense. Like, we probably missed out on that one.
Yeah. missed opportunity.
If you have not seen the promo that these guys are doing, I have never, and I commented on Will's video yesterday, like, I have never seen a movie ever launch the way that they have with their social media campaign, with the red carpets. They had Lionel Messi yesterday kick a football with Will and Martin to premiere in, I think, in Spain where they're at. Like, the whole vibe is just, they've done such a great job. And their launch is as good as this movie. Big shout out to Empire Entertainment, Sony Pictures. We had the red carpet down there at the Roxy Theaters at the Coca-Cola Arena. Mm-hmm. It was just a magnificent night. A few hours before the red carpet, Pretty, Rossi, and myself, we all got to catch up with the ever-so-cool Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Now, just so you can understand the premise of the interview, we've gone in there, we're going to have a great interview with them, and we've also taken in two bowls.
Yes.
Each bowl is filled with questions. One for Will Smith, one bowl of questions for Martin Lawrence. In the bowls, there's Skittles. We've just thrown in Skittles. Now, if you watch the movie, you'll understand why we put Skittles in there.
Yeah.
All right, does it all make sense?
Yes.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Here it is, on the Chris Fade Show, our exclusive catch-up with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence for Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, Ride or Die, the premiere happening in Dubai.
Yeah.
Will Smith, Martin Lawrence are in the building!
Hello.
In the building!
In the building!
Bad Boys! How good is this? You just put something up on your Instagram that you were like, wow, we're coming to Dubai to do this. Then you go to Saudi. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic, man. Like, the world premiere of Bad Boys in Dubai. Like, you know, that's like that's big, you know, and from Dubai to Riyadh, and the first Hollywood premiere ever in Saudi. Like, it
wow.
I cannot tell you how much of an honor and a privilege
it is
to have it like that.
And I think, like, from our point, we've lived in Dubai for 16 years. Like, mm-hmm. you've been an icon here as well. Like, you put it on the map many years ago. So we want to say thank you. And we're privileged and honored to have both of you here to do
what you
guys are doing. We watched this yesterday, man. We were blown away. It was like nonstop, full action. Obviously, you guys are blown away with it as well. You're happy how it came out?
Yes. Very, very happy. There are a couple of scenes in this movie, you know, that audiences are cheering and clapping, you know, so it is when you can have those, because I've made the other kind of movies where the audience doesn't necessarily cheer and clap at anything.
Nah,
when they happy when it's over.
I haven't experienced that. Martin, have you ever experienced that?
No, nothing.
I sat in the audience with Wild Wild West, so I know. You can be nice because you're a nice person, but I was there.
The music was good.
The music was good. So, yeah.
So the outfits.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
See, look at the friendship. I spoke to you guys when 3 came out, and now here we are at 4. Can I just say, you both look physically fitter.
Yeah.
You both look really healthy. I mean, how was filming it? I know it was a while ago, but what's going on? Like, are you guys feeling?
Well, we had to get in shape for the movie.
Yeah.
All our stunts and stuff and things, certain things we had to do.
Yeah.
We had to be in shape and eat right. He's always in shape.
Yeah. I try to know. You know, Martin, he cheated on this movie, right? So we talked about probably 5 months before we started shooting, you know. So we talked, we were like, hey, man, we might do another one. We said, oh, yeah, cool, we might. So, you know, 3 months later, we decided, okay, yes, we're going to do it. So I went to go meet with him, and he had been training already.
Oh.
He had lost 20 pounds. Yeah. And we had you. I was like, okay.
And he left and went right to the gym.
I love that there's competition.
I was like, he cheated.
Well, there seems to be some competition.
Yeah.
Bad Boys, Ride or Die. It is out in theaters very soon. We're excited to have you here in Dubai. We've got the two bowls. I know you've done something similar to this, but we're going to give it a little bit of a twist.
This is a brand new idea that you've never heard.
Done before.
You've
never
done
never
it before.
Ever.
Remember
like
that, okay?
Yeah, first time ever.
Okay. Ever in your life.
You got we're doing it with a mix of Skittles.
Where's the mix of Skittles?
We understand. Martin.
Are very important in this movie. We can't
Skittles
say why.
Are critical.
In the movie, obviously, you kept trying to consume the hot dog and the candy, and we know that wasn't good for you.
Yes.
So we're going to put it to the test right now.
Yes.
You have to just shift through, get your questions out.
Yes.
There we go.
Try not to eat them.
Then you. We wanted to open them up on camera just so you knew that. This guy from Liverpool, England, didn't do anything to them.
Okay, I just watched him open it just now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you can pick one, this is for Will.
Yeah.
Pick one, and you'll be asking the question, and we'll see how Mr. Martin Lawrence.
I mean, you said
this.
Ride or die, so that means you've got to know a lot about each other, right?
So this one. What is Martin's most annoying habit on set?
Drinking water.
Yeah. He drinks water in one drink, a bottle of water, regular sized bottle of water. When he opens it, he turns it up and drinks it all in one drink. I'm like, no. Dog, stop. Like, don't do that. It's like,
is that
I can't babysit water. I just can't babysit that.
Yeah.
So is the annoying part the drinking, or is it afterwards where he has to go? Do you go to the bathroom a lot? Like,
No, because you can hear it.
Well, there we go. The most annoying. That's not a bad one.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad one. It's
all right,
just
my next one.
If you got to see it though, because
you got to get him the mini ones.
You drink the little ones.
Rate Will's ability to remember all his lines. I would rate. What are we rating from 1 to 10?
One being absolutely horrible. 10, the best.
Great.
I will give, because we all make mistakes, I will give him a 9.
A 9. Okay.
Oh, wow.
9. See? Nine. That's good. I'm a prepared artist.
Yes.
I'm a prepared artist.
Just with the film, though, it looks like there's a lot of like chemistry, obviously. Are there lines that you guys sort of throw them out the window a little bit and you're just ad-libbing? Oh, he said
They're fresh.
Might as well.
I've been fasting.
Oh, really?
I cannot show you how good that is right now. It's the best thing I've ever eaten, ever.
How many hours fasting?
So I did 4 days, and then I do intermittent fasting, so I eat 16 hours a day.
Wow.
So that's the first thing I've had today.
Just gotta be careful what happens.
That's
We'll do one more each.
One more each.
One more each, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay,
we know you've got a lot to do.
Okay.
Bad Boys, Ride or Die, in theaters, the Dubai premiere here on Virgin, The Chris Fade Show.
In the movie, who would have more money in their bank account, Marcus or Mike? I think Mike would have.
Mike.
Yeah, I think Mike would definitely have more money.
Mike.
An easy one there.
He's driving the Porsche.
Got a nice house as well.
Yeah.
Trying to work that out.
You know, he and Mike Lowry do stuff on the side.
Okay.
What we got?
Sing the theme song to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Snack. Hey. Martin.
Do you know it?
He has no
idea. I don't know how to.
He has no idea.
I can't rap right like Will.
But I can do my aunt. I can do that.
You can
That's
easy. Easy. Yeah.
Hey. Anything?
Nothing. See, there it is, right there.
Come on.
It's okay. He
Parents just don't understand.
1988.
Guys, it is always an honor. Thank you for being in Dubai.
We look forward to having
more of you guys here. And congratulations on Bad Boys. Ride or Die. Go out and watch this.
Check it out.
So good. It is an honor to have him back here with us.
Bad Boys in the building. In the building.
Yeah. Go and watch this movie,
yes.
Bad Boys. It is just so good, and how cool are they?
This is a story all about how my life got swept turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
I just love that Martin Lawrence had zero knowing or understanding of this song, the words. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good. They started making trouble in my neighborhood. Yeah. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. I said, you're moving with your uncle and Uncle in Bel-Air.
What a series this was. It's a bit ahead of my time, but I do love it.
What do you mean? You were 35 when this came out.
Whatever.
Bad Boys, Ride or Die in cinemas June 6th. Go and check it out. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, not here. Big Rossi, that isn't pretty, sin. Nala's here. You don't know where he's gone?
Yes. He had to move his car.
Yeah. Why is he moving his car? Because he's got the CAFU service filling up his petrol.
Yes.
The guy is so busy. He's running like multiple companies. He's he doesn't have enough time to go to the gas station and fill up the car. So they've just called him and they said, "Where you've parked the car, we can't actually fill it up." So now he's going to move it.
Well, he's got to do what
now,
he's got
to do. Just look out the studio window here. I think you may be able to see him from outside here. Can you see Rossi?
He's not.
No, he's not there?
No.
I think he moved to another side.
He's gone around the other side. The entrepreneur Rossi. So busy.
So busy.
What do we do? Do we do the gossip without him then?
Yeah. No.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
By the way, here he comes. Yeah, it's already been. Sorry, mate.
What have you done now?
Nothing.
We just told the truth.
What?
About where you were.
Tell everyone where you were. I told the truth.
I had to go and get some yogurt.
That's a lie, you liar.
You're such a liar.
What? I said you're such a busy man, entrepreneur, that you can't like go into the gas station and just fill up your car.
No, it's not that. It's,
what is it?
You know what my car's like? It's very messy, right? So I'm getting it cleaned.
Oh, my God.
They're cleaning the car right now.
Because I've got my friends. I'm taking my friends to the bag shop down in Karama after the show.
Gosh.
And my car is an absolute state. So basically, I was just really embarrassed that I'm going to have like this family in my car and there's like biscuits all over the place.
Only in Dubai. Like only in Dubai at 7:49 can you have like legendary humans come and just like wash your car.
Amazing guy. Like I've just had to bring him into the parking because they're not allowed to park and clean cars in public parking areas because they get a fine. So I had to bring him inside.
Bring him up to the show.
And then and then as he came to the barrier, he followed me through and the barrier came down on the top of his car.
What? Because you let two cars go in with one?
Yeah, he just followed me behind and it smashed on the top.
Oh,
but I said, oh, I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry. So then I had to run to the security and tell the security what had happened.
All right, thank you.
3 minutes of my time.
All right, gossip, Pretty Malik, what have you got?
Okay, so this is really cool. This is coming to Disney Plus very soon. They've done a live concert of the Lion King at the Hollywood Bowl.
Is this with Beyonce's kid?
No. Kanye and Kim, Northwest.
I mean, sorry, same.
Not the same.
Yeah, famous kid. Sorry, wrong couple.
Wrong couple. Yeah. Very wrong couple. So this is pretty cool. Some of the original voices reunited. But yeah, let's have a listen to Northwest singing I Can't Wait to Be King.
Hakuna Matata. What the phrase? Hakuna Matata. Passing away. It means no worry.
Let's judge an 11-year-old, people. Shit, whatever it sounds like, it sounds great. Well done, Northwest.
Good job.
Getting up on that stage, it must be hard.
To be king. I mean, in the Hollywood Bowl.
It's pretty intense. It's an iconic sort of like concert hall in LA, so well done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this drama went down over the weekend. Nicki Minaj was arrested while in Amsterdam this weekend for alleged drug possession. She filmed and live streamed the whole ordeal and says she was held in a cell for 5 to 6 hours. The drugs apparently belonged to her security guard. Here's a little bit of what she posted on her Instagram. She's sitting in a van and one of the agents from the airport comes to her and says, we got to check your bags.
Yeah, I don't think it was a van. I think it was like a paddy, or we call them paddy wagons, where they throw in the back of the car. It's jail, like in the back of the car.
No. This is her in her van before she got arrested.
Oh, okay.
They did a quick check, but now they want to open
it. Why?
First of all, because you filmed him and he was like...
Because I filmed him?
Yeah, he was like... He doesn't believe you that you don't have more with you than... You said
no. He asked me, do I have any more in those purses, and I said no. And I asked him, where are my bags? They took my bags and put it on the plane before I could know what bags are on the plane.
I see.
So this whole thing went on. Now Nicki had to postpone her concert in Manchester because that's where she was going, and she has basically suggested that her old management company may have been behind the arrest.
No,
why?
I don't know, just try to like sabotage her shows or something. Well, there was something in the bags, but it apparently belonged to her security guard, not her.
Okay. Yeah, but still, do they...
I don't know. Got to know the rules before you travel.
Yeah.
And finally, the biggest drama is the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival involving this one security guard.
Okay, this woman. Yeah, pretty like I'm seeing... I don't know if you guys are seeing this. On my social media, all I keep seeing is people walking up these red stairs at the Cannes...
Cannes
Film Festival, right?
Yeah.
They walk halfway up these stairs and then they're getting like pushed around by security guards. What is going on? It's weird.
And it's the same woman. Yes. So if you remember, this happened with Kelly Rowland last week and they got into a heated argument. So what they do is they walk the red carpet and then they go up the stairs and halfway up the stairs, you know, they're still screaming the celebrity's name. So they turn around, do a little wave and
get a photo, right? It's just like they're halfway up the stairs. They take a photo. They don't want people doing that, do they?
So this woman, though, doesn't even give them a second to stop. As soon as they stop, she basically manages manhandles everyone and pushes them up the stairs. There was this actress by the name of Maciel Tavernas. She had a really long train on her dress, right? So she wanted to spread it across the stairs so everyone can get a shot of it.
Sure. How many carriages?
What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
She has a long train.
So anyways, she tries to do it, and they basically are, like, shoving her. They got into a physical, like, match. A Ukrainian model, same thing happened.
It's weird. Like, it's they're, like, so literally stupid. The Ukrainian model, like, they're wrestling each other at the top of the red carpet. The Ukrainian model hits the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on at Cannes? Now, I looked into it a little bit. It's because there's so many people that are walking that red carpet. There's a backlog of cars. It slows down the traffic, the whole city. So they need people to walk this red carpet as quick as they can. But, like, that's the reason why they're there, just for that one shot on the red carpet.
Like, the designers have put everything in to have that one really good shot on the carpet and on the stairs.
I read somewhere that you're not allowed to take pictures on the stairs. That's why they're ushering them. However, there's a bunch of different celebs who actually are taking pictures, so...
Imagine if it was Beyonce up there. Do you think that same security guard would be like pushing her off?
I'd love to see her try.
Not a chance.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Marley Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
We're live. Virgin Radio 104.4. This is the Chris Fade Show. If you missed the Will Smith, Martin Lawrence interview, I will replay some of that a little bit later on in the morning. It's gone 8:12. All right, so Rossi, when I read this headline of asking you what you eat for breakfast, you were like, are you really doing this topic? What, like, this is like grade one radio stuff.
Well, it's like, people are going to call up and say, yeah, cereal, toast, eggs.
But you said there's a reason
There's a reason
why. What's the reason? Tell me.
Can I tell you this, guys?
Yeah, tell me.
A study.
Yeah.
According to nutritionist Chelsea Amer, found that a slice of cheese pizza for breakfast is more suitable than cereals that we have every single morning with whole milk.
I knew my favorite food on this planet Earth was worth something.
There you go. Studies,
this is it.
Studies claim that pizza is healthier for breakfast than most cereals on the shelf.
I'm down.
I mean, a lot of them are full of sugar, right? The cereals.
Even the healthy ones?
Can I read what it says?
Yeah.
Despite their similar calorie counts, Amer, the nutritionist, pointed out key nutritional differences between these two morning meals. Most breakfast cereals are loaded with carbs, but lack sustainable fiber, protein, and they are high in sugar. Pizza, on the other hand, contains cheese, which is a good source of protein that can help you keep energy for longer. So while pizza may have a reputation of being an indulgent treat, it could be more filling and a sustaining breakfast option than a typical sugary cereal.
Yeah, because it brings you up high and then you crash down, I imagine. With the sugar, you know what I mean?
That's what they're saying a cereal does, and it doesn't have any protein in there, and it's packed with carbs, where a pizza, on the other hand, will have a slow-release energy. Pretty is going to smash a pizza right now.
So I can have pizza. So every Saturday, I have this ritual where I have, like, a cereal, like a sugary, think like as American sugary cereal as you can get.
Lucky Charms for me.
Oh, without the Charms, though. I hate the Charms.
The Charms is what makes it.
You know, the marshmallow one?
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's so good.
I have, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They also have a Cinnamon Roll Toast Crunch.
I haven't tried any of these.
Oh, they're so good. Whenever I go to the States, I go straight to I buy the biggest box.
Costco.
I'm having it, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's the best.
It's horrible.
It's so good.
Well, you are on your holidays.
Yeah, that's right.
So now, every Saturday, I will just replace the cereal with pizza. My favorite food.
Oh, is that just shortly after the dog dancing happens with Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Every Saturday you do a dance.
Edit this out.
Don't edit it out. Hi, I'm Rossi. Don't edit this out.
We can edit it out.
No, not for the podcast if you're listening.
I'm not editing it out.
If you're listening to this right now, I'm still in it.
Edit that out.
No, I'm still in it.
Edit.
Don't edit it out for the podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm on the podcast.
Edit. Ernie says, pick it up from when I say Ernie.
Yeah.
Ernie, I'm still on the podcast.
Stop it.
Ernie says, we as Filipinos eat similar, but we have rice usually with egg or hot dogs. And I guess that's also obviously the carbs are involved in all that.
Well, yeah, like an Indian breakfast involves a lot of carbs.
What do you have as an Indian breakfast?
Depending on what region and what state you're from, like for me, it would be like a paratha, which is like the bread, the stuffed bread.
Gobi so paratha.
You could put cauliflower.
Some of the guys that I see here, I don't know if they're the Malayalam station, but it's in a bowl. It's like red beans or something. Like it's like it looks. I don't even know what it is. If someone told me what they are eating, and they're dipping it in with they're grabbing it with their hands, and it's like this stew. It's like a stew in the morning,
like kidney bean stew or something.
Yeah, it's like red, and it's
like sambar.
I don't know what that is.
Which is like it's kind of like I guess you would equate it to like a curry, but it's like vegetables in
maybe,
there.
Maybe that's
like
what
stew,
it is.
Like a stew.
Tess, what do you think?
Hi. I'm
going to
have a pizza party now from now on.
Pizza party! So there he goes. Nutritionist studies claim that pizza is healthier breakfast than most cereals. I'm just reading out the information. Please don't take it word for word, all right? That's all I'm saying. I don't want to be on Reddit. I don't want to be trolled that Chris is now telling everyone to have pizza for breakfast, all right?
Yeah.
Good?
Good.
Thanks. Beautiful morning across the UAE. Back for a Monday. I can't believe we're at the end of May. This year is flying. I just want to let you all know, in about 3.5 weeks' time, schools are out. Schools are out for another year. Can you believe it?
3.5 weeks?
Yeah, I think my kids are on, June 25th, I think it is the date that they're out.
Oh, that's fast.
June 25th. We're at the 27th of May, so another year already done and dusted. They've got exams, my girls. I hope they pass.
They will.
Hey, if they don't, it's okay.
I know. I gave him did the dad lecture last night. Do you know how much your dad pays for schooling? Do you know how much I pay and you guys don't even want to go and I got to force you to go? That's what I said. And then I told him, just good luck. And then I did homework. I sat with Kiki in bed last night going over her science. You know what she says to me?
Yeah.
She's like, Dad, can you help me with these questions? I said, baby, I got no idea. She's like, you're 44 years old. You should know this stuff. That's what she said to me.
Look at Kiki go.
As a 12-year-old, that's what she said to me. I think to myself, I would never have said that to my dad. Anyway, so then the questions come up, and it was all like blood-related, like blood cells and all this.
But you're Dr. Fade. You know
these. I know. But you know what? I just told her, I said, Google, just throw it in. Literally write that question. She was revising. I said, write that question into Google and it will give you the answer. And so we wrote word for word the question and it was in there. And then it gave you the answer. And then she's just writing it down. I'm like, let it sink in. White pellets. Do you know what the white pellets are in your blood? I learned this one
yesterday. Like the white blood cells?
No, I think that's different.
Platelets, not pallets.
Platelets, correct.
Wow, good job, pretty.
It's not like... Yeah,
I'm teaching... But you know what? I taught her white platelets. They look like white little plates. So I said, when you see the white little plates, remember platelets.
Yes, that's good.
I was trying to do the word...
Association.
Because that's the only way that I used to be able to remember things.
It's like an aid to help you try to remember all things.
I think I think I have a little bit of ADHD. I've never been...
Diagnosed.
I mean, I've had a few doctors tell me, I think you are borderline. And I agree. I think I am. But I always found it very difficult to absorb information.
Right.
Even when I'm reading, I don't know how, I don't read very well. I don't like to read. And I realize I don't like to read because my concentration, I'll open up the first page, I'll start reading the second page. By page three, I'm skimming through it. By page four, I'm just reading a paragraph and then I put it down. I can't.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And I think, and Kiki's not like that. Kiki is able to absorb information. I believe Nushi's very similar to me, though, in that. And so,
she's not the reader.
Yeah, be wary with your kids if you've got kids. Just be wary, things.
Everyone's a different learner.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on these kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I just said get into radio because you need zero talent.
True. A little bit of talent.
No, just do this.
I mean, he's lasted this long. Look at
Rossi. Look at Rossi.
I mean, what word do you associate with me if you associate things with things?
I don't want to say it. All right, Ross, what are we doing?
Okay, so we're going to do the lip reading game right now. What I have is I've got some very heavy Megadeth music that we're going to give to Pretty Malik.
Okay, cool.
Then Chris...
What's the song? I want to know.
We're going to do Symphony of Destruction.
Wow. Who's that by?
Megadeth.
Oh, as in Megadeth. Oh,
yeah. So we're going to put the headphones on Pretty. She's going to be listening to this really heavy metal music, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Then it's going to be me versus you. We're each going to have a topic.
Okay.
And we're going to speak out the words. She has to read our lips, basically. It's called the lip reading game.
All right. Can we hear some of that Megadeth music? There'll be some fans of this.
Hopefully it's clean.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the peak of this song. Let's go. Pretty. Megadeth. Mind you, they didn't spell death as in D-E-A.
No.
They did it with D-E-T-H.
Yeah.
Do you think they made a mistake there? They're like, Brian, you spelled death wrong.
When do I start?
That was good for you. I like that.
What? Brian.
No, I just thought it was funny.
Cool. Yeah, I made him laugh, finally.
Should I put these headphones on?
Headphones on now, Pretty. And
Who am I looking at
Nala,
first?
You're going to be the judge here, okay?
I'm keeping score.
Yeah, keep score. Chris is going to go first. It's
Chris
me versus
first.
Chris.
Okay,
got the headphones on, Pretty. Okay, turn
Wait,
the...
it's not loud enough. It's not loud enough. Don't shout.
Can you hear me now?
I can't...
Can you hear me?
I can't hear anything
Okay,
now.
All right.
Okay. You go first. You have a list of countries on your WhatsApp. Take
so
a look.
I'm gonna mouth out the countries. She's gonna have to try to do this, right?
Yeah, I've got the timer.
Wow.
You got 60 seconds.
What a stupid game to play on the radio.
Sorry,
this is a stupid game to play on the radio. The audience won't be able to see me mouthing this out.
Have they started yet?
Why?
It's just gonna be silent.
No, she's gonna be.
Yeah, but it's gonna be silent for them, like me. Okay, all right, here we go. Is she supposed to know its countries?
Like we've done this game before, guys. Yeah, why is it so confusing for you?
Are we saying countries? Do I tell her its countries?
Yeah. Okay. Just tell her first.
Take them off.
Take them off.
How did you hear that so well?
Hear what? I'm asking Nala, telling me, signing to me what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to be giving you countries.
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 Okay. Wait, let me start this again. Okay.
Has it started? Okay. How long do I have?
60 seconds. Your time begins right now.
No, not yet. Hold on. Start the song again. I want to start the song. I want
60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, your time
begins.
Starts.
Let me say it now.
Okay.
Go.
Fiji.
Fiji.
Yeah.
Yes, well done.
Hungary. Hungary.
Algeria.
Hungary.
Hungary.
Yeah.
Hungary, yes, too.
Vietnam. Vietnam.
Finland?
Vietnam.
Fiat?
No.
It's a country.
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
30 seconds left.
Ireland.
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 Oh.
Yeah. Romania. Romania.
Romania.
Yes, yes.
Why are you moving your mouth
ones.
Like that?
Palestine.
Bali.
Palestine.
Palestine.
Yes. Australia.
Time's up. Time is
oh,
up.
Australia.
I'm mouthing it out so she understands.
Time's
it.
Up. How many did she get?
Six.
Six. Right. I've got six to beat.
Now, what are you doing?
But
you're gonna take the time. 60
he's
seconds.
Not supposed to enunciate like that, is he? I mean, it
yes,
really
you
helps,
are.
So
you're supposed
you.
To mouth it out. It's read my
know.
Lips. No, when you speak to someone that has issues with their ears,
you have to enunciate.
You want to look at them and you really want to enunciate your words.
But I think you went a bit overboard.
Yeah, maybe I went a little bit too much.
All
but hey, we did pretty well. Six there in 60 seconds. All right, what's your topic, Rossi?
Celebrities.
Okay. Hold
okay.
on. Back to Megadeth.
Megadeth, go. All right, go, Ross.
60 seconds.
Your time.
On the clock.
Starts right. Hold on. Now.
Adele. Yeah. Calvin Klein.
Look at his face. Calvin Harris.
Calvin Klein. Yes.
Why is he moving his face?
David Beckham.
I think it's easier.
David Beckham.
Beckham. It's a Beckham.
David.
Yeah. That's three, right? You got 30. 31.
Ellen DeGeneres. No, scrap it. Okay. Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran.
Nigerian?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
20 seconds.
George Clooney.
Why are you looking like that?
George Clooney.
How many is that?
Harry Styles.
10 seconds.
Harry Styles. Yes.
4 seconds.
Donald Trump.
Time's up.
What's the score?
You guys are tied 6-6.
Yes. Okay, now put the headphones on. We both scream at you. The first one you get wins.
What are we doing?
Don't scream too loud.
No, I'll tell you what we do. You only get one time of saying it to her.
Yes, yes. Okay, but can you not do the weird thing with your faces? Your eyes really puts me off. Just say it normally.
Who do you want to go first?
Me.
Okay.
Well, wait, I do it at the same time?
No, you do him first.
Okay. Ready?
One time.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. Okay, my turn. America.
You don't do it again, right?
No.
It's either America or Albania.
Oh,
America.
Yes.
Stop cheating with your eyes.
One more.
I wasn't. Do one
Is
more.
Is that it?
Yeah. Hold on. Before we go, Ruru, what are your thoughts on this?
Man, I never ever thought I'd get negative on Virgin Radio, mate.
Thank you. That's my decision.
Threw me straight back to the 80s, man.
Mega death. Pretty doesn't know what's going on.
What's
She's like,
happening?
What's happening?
Okay,
one more. This is it. Come on.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yes!
Oh, Rossy!
Okay, I need an easy country here. Okay.
Don't do the faces.
Okay, ready? Japan. Yes!
You're going to be here all day.
Come on, do
nah,
a hard
keep going,
one.
Keep going.
Kanye West.
Oh, this
one. Oh, no.
He's... Kanye West.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to go for this one. Ready?
Come on, Chris.
China.
Yes. Why did you say like Donald Trump?
China. I think I'm too good for this game.
Yeah, I agree. If it was me, I would have failed. Miserably.
Ready? Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yes.
Okay. This could be hard. I could lose it on this
one.
No. New Zealand. Yes! It's the never-ending game.
My go. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, you idiot. You lost it.
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, so this is it for the win.
Come on.
Okay, here. Ready? India. Yes! I won!
Megan Thee Stallion lost me.
Why would you go with Megan Thee Stallion?
Because I wanted this game to be over.
I'm the champion! There was a lot of sport over the weekend. Firstly, we crossed to Nala for the F1 because she doesn't stop talking about F1.
Yep.
And so over to you, Nala. Tell us what happened in the F1.
So this week was the Monaco Grand Prix. It's very iconic because for the first time in 98 years, someone from Monaco won it, which was Charles Leclerc.
Oh, wow.
Is he from Monaco?
Yes.
Monaco?
That's how I used to say it. Monaco.
Monaco. You've been there, haven't you?
No.
No.
Okay. No, I've never been.
I'd love to go. Yes.
Monaco. Monaco.
Monaco. Monaco. So it was very iconic. Every single time he tried to win, he either DNF'd, like the car, something happened to it.
Did not finish DNF. I've learned that one, guys. There we go.
Yeah, or had a pit stop problem. So the fact that he won was so, so special. Everyone was crying, including myself. So very, very nice.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
She's a very emotional girl, my
Nala. Oh my gosh. The F1 made you cry, Nala.
He was talking about how he wanted his dad to see this moment. His dad passed away and he was the reason he went into F1. And he's like, this is the only thing I've ever dreamed of. I saw how like this place came together when I was young, so the fact that I won it is great.
Okay, yeah. So we need to make sure that your future partner needs to be an F1 fan. It's not going to work.
Or an F1 driver.
Okay,
yeah, let's do that better.
F1, okay, we need an F1 driver. If anyone knows an F1 driver
or
for
an
Nala,
F2, I'm fine with
oh,
F2.
You'll take F2.
Yeah, because that means he's going to be an F1.
We'll take it. F2. Yeah.
What about it? What about like a go-karting champion just down here at Dubai? The best go kart. No, you don't want to go.
We want F2, so then she's there for the journey
exactly.
And gets into the F1.
What about an Arab guy that just drives really fast Andrew shakes out Broden and flashes his lights.
Yuck.
No, not that guy.
No. F1 or F2. So
I know a lot of Lebanese boys that do that.
No, I thought Major you were going to say, I know a lot of F2 drivers. I got excited for a second.
What about a guy on Beach Road that puts the window down and does this to you?
I hate that.
What about that? That's not a good thing either?
No.
No?
No.
All right. So that's your F1 update. Who's going to win it this year? Do we know yet?
Is Max Verstappen, 100%. He's leading all the
31
way.
31 points. Right?
Yeah, Red Bull is leading with the everything, so it's not a big issue. But it's like the competition is for second and third, Ferrari or McLaren.
So there's your F1 update. We're a sport that's so a show that's so knowledgeable. Now we go to Pretty with the cricket.
Just remember, I only got into the IPL when I was first dating my husband to try to understand.
I used to call it the IPL, so just to let you know.
It's the Indian Premier League, but they had the final yesterday, and the Kolkata Knight Riders have won their third IPL title.
Good on them.
They had an 8-wicket victory, but what's interesting was they only took 10.3 overs to get this victory.
So if you don't know cricket, that is like playing a quarter of a match and then winning the whole thing.
But it was the lowest score in IPL history because they only needed 113 runs.
Ipple.
So anyway, so congratulations to Shah Rukh Khan. That's Shah Rukh Khan's team.
Oh.
And Juhi Chawla's team. So congratulations to them and congratulations to all Kolkata fans.
There we go. The Calcutta Knight Riders.
Kolkata Knight Riders.
Calcutta.
It can be
Kolkata.
Kol.
What?
Just say Kol.
Kol.
Is that how I sound when
I
say it? No.
It's exactly how she sounds. She always tells me this. Go.
Calcutta.
Hold on. Go.
Kolkata.
Yeah, because isn't it spelled differently, like with a K, but like.
There's two ways to spell it.
Yeah, us Brits.
The other.
We spelled it with a C, right?
Calcutta.
Yeah.
And now it's Kolkata.
So you've changed it back to the original.
I didn't, but someone did.
All right. That's good. Kolkata, congratulations. Now, the man that knows all sport when it comes to football.
I wasn't watching this. I was at the pool, guys, and I was gutted that I missed this game. But congratulations, Jeff will be so happy because he's a Manchester United fan. And I wanted Manchester United to win. They won 2-1 against Manchester City in the FA Cup final at Wembley. They scored 2 goals in the first half. One from Garnacho and one from Mainoo. Well done. 2-0. And then Man City came back in the second half and scored a goal in the 87th minute. Jeremy Doku, 87th minute, scored a goal. And then the last 7 minutes were a bit frantic, but Manchester United won. Well done.
Woo!
So the FA Cup runs next to the Premier League, right?
It's a separate competition where, like,
I know, just
all like it starts with like the lower league teams. It's like a knockout. So the beauty about the FA Cup is, you know, like a small team could win if they keep going to the top.
So Ryan Reynolds' team,
Wrexham,
were they in this?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Probably.
Awesome.
They probably were.
The thing that I realized, and I said this at lunch yesterday when I was talking about this, I'm gonna have to cough here. You probably won't hear me. I'll mute myself, but let me just cough.
forgot to mute.
Oh, you guys heard that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Reynolds' team were in the FA Cup. They got knocked out in January. They got through to the fourth round.
Whoever does the scheduling, whichever way you say it, of the Premier League, FA Cup, and the Euros and all that, the Champions League,
all that stuff.
How hard must that job be?
Well,
scheduling all the teams when they're free and all that sort of stuff.
Well, imagine that, but then imagine, right, for instance, in Liverpool and Manchester, right? Two teams cannot play in the city at the same time. One has to play away. The other one has to play at home.
It's crazy.
And then when you look at Liverpool, like there can't be a football match when the Grand National Horse Racing is on, for instance.
Unbelievable.
So they have to look at that as well. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, there you go. That is your sports update. Now, if you're interested in cockroach racing, I'm your man.
Go tell us.
Well done to Salma Ladichu. She owned
This is the Chris Stage Show. Wake up.
Virgin Radio.
Thank you to Will Smith and obviously Martin Lawrence for joining us on the show today. We are back tomorrow. Another 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours with the pop quiz, okay?
Can you tell Wiz I send my thanks to him?
Tell who?
Tell Will.
You said Wiz.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think I'm going mad.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Can you tell Will?
I'll tell Will that you said what?
Thank you so much for being on the show.
No, I won't. Eddie's up next. Have a great one from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.